Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Friday afternoon. And as you know, each Friday, Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines comes in to talk about stuff to do on the weekend in the Des Moines Metro. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The party girl is here, ladies and gentlemen.
The party girl.
You are the party girl. You've got a sparkles on your face today.
Sparkles?
Yeah,
oh.
You got a little sparkly.
Oh, that might be a mistake. I don't know.
No,
we're getting
ready
for Nathan's birthday party tonight. So.
Oh, is that right?
That's tonight.
Your son's birthday
mm-hmm.
party.
That's right.
How old?
9 years old.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. That's old. I feel old.
Well, wait.
Just wait until he's old, then I'll feel older. I see.
Wait until he has a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really geez, then you really feel old. Okay, you got me there.
All right, what's going on this weekend?
What's going on? Well, the big event, of course. Well, there's a couple big events, but the first one is the Beaverdale Fall Festival.
That's this weekend.
That is a big one in the heart of Beaverdale. Always a free event. Bring your friends and family on Friday, on That's Saturday, today. On Sunday. Tonight. They're food vendors from all over the world, it says. Great deals at local businesses, family-friendly activities, live music, and more.
Will they have beavers?
You'd probably know better than I would.
That would be kind of fun to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have beavers in Beaverdale?
Uh-huh. I mean, is that the whole point? I mean, was it a beaver-heavy area, so they named it Beaverdale? Is that,
maybe. I don't know.
You know everything about this area, Michael.
Yes, you should know that.
Okay.
Yes, it was. Early settlers found a pack of beavers.
Yes.
Right there in
That was
Beaverdale.
Pretty convincing.
Yeah.
That was good. That was great.
Thank you.
Okay. You should do that for a living.
Beaverfest.
Beaverfest. The Beavefest. All right. Next one, also a big event, the World Food and Music Festival.
No.
Yes, this weekend, the Court Avenue Bridge, downtown Des Moines. That is September 16th, tonight through the 18th, all day long, every day.
Wow.
This is a great, just a great festival. All of the local restaurants come out, just show off, representing food from all over the world, music from local artists. It's just a fantastic event.
Nice. You know, that is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I don't get to do that this year.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, I mean, local chefs. I mean, David Ruthio was there last year cooking, and I mean, just fantastic. Fun.
Excellent.
Fun time. Fun time. And I mean, I always forget about the music. I mean, I go for the food, and of course there's music, but I have to always remember that there are also good local bands playing. Yes.
So we got Beaverfest going on. We've got the International Food Festival down Court Avenue Bridge. Nice.
Yes. Okay, here's the last weekend of the Renaissance Fair at Sleepy Hollow. I mean, you could do the Beaverdale Fall Festival, then the next day the World Food and Music Festival, and then end it with the Renaissance Fair. I mean, what kind of weekend
Friday, tonight
is that? Yes.
Tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and Sunday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just get out there and do
yes.
it.
Yes. And I believe that this weekend is Pirates and Wenches weekend.
Arr.
Yes. Dressed like a pirate.
Robin Prusner, mm-hmm. are you listening? She's a pirate wench,
mm-hmm.
she says.
Well,
the state entomologist. Can you imagine that?
That's amazing.
She says she's a pirate wench.
That's great.
Go, Robin.
I
go.
Bet she will be there on Sunday or any day this weekend. I mean, I'm planning my days, you know, one after another, but you could just go to one or two or all three.
There you go.
Amazing.
Isn't she amazing? Cheryl Tessier is just, she has more energy than anybody.
Yeah, I might. And I might, but I go to sleep early. That's the deal. Anyway. Here's another fun one that I plan on attending, the South Des Moines Sculpture Park Art Festival. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where is that at?
It's set for Saturday, September 17th.
Tomorrow.
This is at the South Des Moines Sculpture Park, located at Southwest 8th and McKinley on the south side of Des Moines.
I didn't know that existed.
I know. They've been doing this for the last few years, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Like I said, it's the Southwest 8th and McKinley corner on the south side of Des Moines. Yeah, they've got some sculptures out there. They're going to have an art festival on the south side.
How neat.
Isn't that amazing? Yes.
See what I don't know?
Mm-hmm. Fun stuff. Check that out. Saturday, September 17th. That's tomorrow.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Also this weekend on Sunday is Family Day at the Races at Prairie Meadows Racetrack and Casino. That is at 1 p.m. on Sunday. It's free. Bring the entire family.
Really?
Bring the kids out to watch the horses. It's always a fun time. They don't need to bet on the horses. They
sometimes
can just watch
you get to
them.
Go down and
exactly.
Watch the jock.
Sometimes, you know, after they race, they'll throw you their goggles and yeah, they do fun stuff like that. It's, you know, it's not all about just betting. It's about, you know, these awesome animals and getting to go out to see them. Children's activities, spin art, balloon animals, princesses will be there.
Oh, yeah. Princesses.
Princesses, yeah, for family Count day at the races. I know you'd like that. Here's another interesting one. This one is September 18th. This is the, also Sunday, the Monarch Festival at the Blank Park Zoo. Mm-hmm. Monarch Festival.
Well, like in butterflies.
I would believe so. I didn't actually research to make sure, but
maybe
I was thinking,
you know, kings and kings and queens.
No, well, we're at the zoo. I'm guessing
animal.
Okay, but you never know.
There could be a king there.
It could be. Yep. So this is the Monarch Festival. This is at the Blank Park Zoo on Sunday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Just pay general admission. So that means if you remember, you're free. So this is at the Blank Park Zoo, the Monarch Festival. See, they're going to highlight the miraculous migration of the monarch butterfly.
Ah, see, it is butterflies. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I should have read that before. Yeah. You always just spring these questions on me, and I'm like, is it monarch? What kind of monarch? I should know this. Now I know. It's butterflies. Mm-hmm. They're even going to have a bug parade where kids can dress up as their favorite insect. Mm-hmm.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
Wow, dress up as a cockroach. Awesome. Let's see. Ooh, the Sherman Hill Home Tour is going on this weekend. Yes, the Sherman Hill Historic Neighborhood is presenting
their home tour.
Yes. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is both weekend days.
Tomorrow and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, tickets are $15. Oh, it's actually going on for 2 weekends. So I'll have to let you know next week if it's still going on next week as well.
So this is really interesting.
Oh, it is next week. Yep, it's September 17th and 18th and the 24th and 25th. Okay. So this weekend and next weekend.
Got it. Mm-hmm. You know, what's really neat about this tour of homes, there are some beautiful homes up on Sherman Hill. Mm-hmm. And somebody is redoing a big old white house up there, very close to...
Hoyt Sherman.
Hoyt Sherman.
Mm-hmm. Hoyt Sherman, yes. If it's not food related, it doesn't always come to mind very
sometimes
quickly.
They have great food there.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's this huge white house that they're redoing. Mm. Somebody else was doing it about 5 years ago, and I think somebody maybe ran out of money or something, but they are really remaking this place. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah.
But maybe you can see it on
maybe
your tour,
on
of
the tour of homes.
Yes.
Sherman Hill.
Awesome.
Next to Hoyt Sherman.
Yes. Yeah, so you could do something like that, or you could go to Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad for their day out with Thomas. Thomas the Tank Engine. You know? Yeah. So if you're a grandparent, if you're a parent, if you have little kids.
I think I can.
Yes, this is so cute. They do this every year at Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad up in Boone. Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad up in Boone. Right. They have Thomas the Tank Engine as a train, and you can take a ride on Thomas the Tank Engine.
I think I can.
They invite little engineers to team up for a day of family fun. That sounds really, really cute. They do, you know, Thomas tattoos and books. You can buy a book and just do all the Thomas stuff,
perfect,
you know, for your little Thomas
family day person. With Thomas.
Yes. Anyway, this one is interesting.
No.
Okay. Yes. This is Des Moines' first ever fashion week.
What?
Yes. It's going to debut this weekend. They're so excited to introduce new fashion designers to the area at some of Des Moines' best local venues. Okay, so this is September 21st to September 23rd, Des Moines Fashion Week. So they're going to have, so September 21st is opening night. They're calling it DSMFW, Des Moines Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Okay, at Stix Studio on East Locust Street. They're going to have a VIP cocktail party.
Wow.
So it starts out at Sticks.
Got runways and everything?
Yeah. The next night, the 22nd, is at Noche. Jazz Cabaret. Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah, they're going to have a VIP cocktail party with Max Wallman from 6:30 to 7:30 on the 22nd. And they're going to be doing all sorts of
fashion,
you know,
things.
Yeah.
I heard a great interview yesterday with Tim Gunn, who's a fashion designer and critic, and he was talking about how fashion designers really need to get with the program because the average size woman in the United States is a size 12 or above.
I see.
And these double zeros?
Yeah, and that, yeah. No one's fitting in those.
No, yeah, right. Mm-mm. So it'll be interesting to see. Good stuff. Fashion Week.
So go to Des Moines, DSMFashionWeek.com, DSMFashionWeek.com. And it looks like the finale on the 23rd will be at Splash Seafood, also with a cocktail party and fashion. So this sounds really, really fun.
I was with Ben the sommelier last week.
Were you?
Splash, yes.
Awesome.
Wow.
Fun stuff. So go check that out. We also have Two Friends, One Stove coming up this week.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be at the Strudel House.
At the Strudel House.
It's on Wednesday night.
It is on Wednesday, the 21st, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
So David Baruthio and Chef Michael Leo get together, and they have what they call common food that they would fix for each other back home in Europe.
Yeah. Looks like some of the menu items are going to be cordon bleu and apple fritters. So just to tempt your palate right there. Yeah.
It is so fun.
And so good.
And you know, and those two guys, both from, one from France, one from Austria, and they are so fun to hang out with because, you know, I've got to do a video of them someday in the kitchen because they argue and fuss and fight.
That's hilarious. You know,
it really is funny.
And then the product is spectacular. All right.
Two Friends, One Stove. Wednesday.
That's right. Wednesday at the Strudel House. All right. The last one. I don't know if anybody's actually going to do this or if I know any sane people that are actually going to do this, but Chick-fil-A, okay, is having a grand opening on Merle Hay this week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. On Wednesday. But what they do
is you
camp out. So if you live, I mean, they don't do this often, but if you live in one of the surrounding area codes, if you get there, if you get there 6 a.m. on Wednesday, the first 100 people, they give you a number and you're one of the first 100 people. You need to camp out there all night long to get your 52 free Chick-fil-A meals the next morning.
Wow.
A year of free Chick-fil-A by camping out. But they have activities for you all day long if you're going to camp out there.
Really?
They've got music. They're going to serve you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, this is just like an experience. So if you have nothing to do on Wednesday, get there 6 a.m., get your number. They don't expect, they expect most people to actually get in on this. It's not the kind of thing where you're in a line forever and then you don't get in. If you show up, they kind of, you know, they pretty much guarantee that you're going to be one of these 100 people that camps out, bring a tent, camp out, they feed you all day long, and then you get a year of Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
Fun stuff.
Yeah, you've got lots of things going on.
Of course I do.
Wow. All through this weekend into next. It is Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Thanks, Cheryl.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Always.
As always.
Good stuff. All right, we've got to clear out of here. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Tyler Hackenmiller is, of course, our producer today. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olsen. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett. All right, for all those folks, for Cheryl, and for Jan from earlier, we were talking about cooking with Jay in Grimes. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.